our congressional representatives are keenly aware that we need a new transportation authorization bill. That's been something we've talked about with, you know, folks from, you know, Representative Micah, who's the head of the Transportation Committee, Representative Carnahan, Representative Cleaver. You know, many folks have been pretty frustrated by the pace, you know, in the Senate as well, Senator Boxer, others in the Senate really interested in making sure we get a bill through. It's been kind of put on hold, basically. I mean, it's been a bill traditionally that has united the Republican and Democratic parties in this country and has tended to have something for everybody, right? And it's been a bill that has had a bunch of progressive stuff put in there for more biking, more walking. And yet there's been a lot of, you know, some might say unnecessary items in there, like the bridge to nowhere, right? So I think that, you know, in this climate, people are really afraid of being accused of, you know, pork, you know, of trying to bring home extra for their district and going against sort of the Tea Party idea that we shouldn't have any investment in this country whatsoever. We need less government, not more. But, you know, when you poll people in terms of what they think about transportation, it's pretty clear to see that most folks are really supportive of more public transit, and they want to make sure that walking and biking is supported, and that we're building walkable, livable cities, which includes having plenty of transportation so that people can get around without their cars. That's what people are really interested in seeing. Some of our politicians are really interested in this, but the whole thing's been caught up. We said, okay, well, we're going to have climate change first, and then we're going to have health care, and then we're going to fix so-and-so. Now it looks like the president is, you know, going forward and saying that he's going to support a transportation bill. Representative Micah is saying he's going to try to get something out of the committee. So is Senator Boxer. You know, we stand ready to work to make sure that low-income people are represented in that debate. But it has been a long, painful process. Well, you know, that has been put on hold for quite a few years. We want to see a transportation bill passed soon that is fair and that actually provides more resources for low-income communities, such as walking, biking, complete streets, and more funding for public transit.